This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Buy those tickets for the Farm Assets Conference next Tuesday, just $35, willag.org, 800-898-1065. Mike Tenura is now here. He's with T-Storm out of Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for taking the time with us today. I'm glad you're on board with us.
Yeah, great to be here, Todd. I hope you're having a great day, too.
No, I am. Let's start in South America this week. Conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Well, we're looking at Brazil fairly closely because we can tell that a wetter pattern is about to begin. We haven't seen too many problems in South America so far this growing season. And with the weather pattern that's coming up, there's not too much to be concerned about. A lot of rain is coming up for Brazil and Paraguay over the next 2 weeks, and that will lead to a situation in which we have abundant soil moisture by the beginning part of December. December is kind of when some of the key growing periods begin, though you could argue it might not be until mid-December. But nonetheless, over the next 2 weeks, a lot of rain for Brazil, and that includes all their corn and soybean areas. So no problems there. If you go a little bit further to the south into Argentina, it has been drying out a little bit over the last couple of weeks. It will stay fairly dry over the next week, after which a couple of thunderstorms pop up here and there. You could argue that you'd like to see a little more rain in Argentina, but soybean planting is only beginning at this moment, and most of the early planted corn still has a few more weeks before it really needs to worry about soil moisture. So all in all, the picture in South America is that we're in a waiting game. There's not a whole lot to be worried about right now, and there probably won't be much to think about until sometime in December at the very earliest.
Then, speaking of the winter months, I'm wondering if you've taken any time to search out some outlooks. Let's start with the cattle market and what that might look like for the winter, at least as it relates to the weather out west.
Well, the biggest clue we have for the winter regards the transition that is taking place right now to La Nina conditions. So we've had neutral conditions over the course of the summer and the fall, and now we're moving into a La Nina. That simply means that water temperatures out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean are a little bit cooler than normal. If you look at some of the years in the past where this happened, we can identify five similar transitions that have occurred since 1960. It doesn't really tell us a whole lot, though, about what to expect going forward. If you look at these key cattle areas of the plains, we've had some real wet winters when we have this type of transition take place. Two of the five analogs that we have were much wetter than normal. But the other 2 years were close to normal. That leaves 1 year left. That was near normal. So we do have to keep an eye on what's going to happen here coming up in December, January, and February for the cattle market. There have been some real wet winters out there in this type of transition, but it's not a solid case. We'd like to see all five of those years looking snowy or wet. We only have two that look real snowy or wet. Something to watch in a few weeks from now. But at the moment, not a whole lot to be excited about.
Does that mean anything for the winter wheat across the Great Plains?
Well, if you look at the wheat yields that followed this type of winter that we're expecting, we see a number of scenarios that have happened. We had three really good hard red winter wheat crops of those 5 years and two that were poor. So kind of an equal mixer, some good crops and some bad crops. So not a whole lot to latch on to, except to say that once we get into the spring, we might see some kind of clue at that point. For example, if it's real dry in the plains come March, then we might start to look at some of these dry analogs and say, well, this seems to be moving in that direction at this point in time. But again, there's just not much to talk about. If you look at corn and soybeans, though, it's a little bit easier to see. Of those five times in the past where we went from a neutral condition to a La Nina condition throughout the winter, the corn crops that followed were always near or above trend. So no bad crops follow this type of scenario. And for soybeans, we only had a bad crop once. That was in 1984 from a late season drought. So there's just not a whole lot happening right now, Todd. We will say this. You can look at these types of analogs and come to strong conclusions or weak conclusions or however you want to think about it. But in the end, we know that weather is random. So while these provide a nice outline and kind of a way we should view everything going forward, we don't want to just latch on and say, great corn crop coming, great soybean crop coming. This is not the way to do it. I know that's what the data says, but we only have five examples here in the last 55 years, so not a ton.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much, and thanks for the insight.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Tenera is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.